Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah, yeah. Why am I wearing my happy hour shirt?
Why?
This is the happiest of all happy hours. Yeah. Why?
Why?
Because it's Judy's show.
That's right.
Judy Gold, she's pure gold.
Yes.
Every second is pure gold.
Yes.
She 70-odd billion years ago, I met Judy Gold. She still makes me laugh my balls off.
Yeah.
And I think,
and that's why you have no balls.
Yes, exactly.
You laughed them off 70 million years ago.
Exactly. I did. I believe I asked her we started with the inappropriate question. Does she consider herself more Jewy or more Lizzie?
Yes.
And we discussed that. Because she's a walking ball of diversity. She also happens to be 35 and a half feet tall. So there's that.
Yeah,
exactly. And she is hilarious. And we didn't get an indictment yet, but who knows? Maybe by the time you listen to this, Donald Trump will be indicted.
Or
and you get Judy Gold.
People could listen to this a year from now, and he's already in jail.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So.
Either way,
yeah.
Drink up. Enjoy Judy Gold.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey. A free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
Are we woke here at the Stephanie Miller Show? Do we have diversity? I mean, our next guest, I don't know if she's Jewier or Lizzier, but she's everything. She's every kind of diverse. It's Judy's show. Judy Gold is here.
Oh, my God.
She's literally got a show.
Yeah.
Hi, Judy Gold.
I think I'm Jewier.
Are you?
I'm Jewier.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
people
good.
Ask me that, you know. People ask me that, you know. They'll say, do you identify as this or that? And I'm like, Jew is my DNA. Like that,
right.
It's how I think, it's what I eat, it's how I sound, it's my hair.
Yeah.
You know.
But you have
and
like
Leslie,
a.
Who's
like
who
a,
I love.
Like a Leslie Nuggety Center is what you have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. With a Jewy kind of shellacking on the outside. Okay.
Yeah. I
so,
mean, it's all a combo.
It is all on display, and it's the Judy Show on. Right? Based on her fantastic book, which I think you hit someone in the head with during Sexy Liberal Fight Club, during the Sexy Liberal
I
virtual
did not.
Tour.
No, the show is Yes, I Can Say That.
Yes, I Can Say That, based on her fantastic
yes.
book.
Yes.
Yes.
Directed
called,
by,
yeah. Can't say that.
By B.D. Wong we were talking about, which is fantastic.
Yeah, B.D. Wong, a lot of people, I've known him for 30 years, and he has the most incredible sense of humor. Plus, he's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, I have never worked with a director who is so intuitive and sees things and insights and gets me to takes me out of my comfort zone 150%, which is what you want a director to do. And he has staged this thing so beautifully, and people are really moved by it. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's also a call to action because I can't take what's going on.
Yeah.
People don't realize how bad it is. Banning books.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the words without cursing.
This is why we put the AOC clips over the top here, because this is what you talk about, is not just, you know, political correctness, cancel culture, all that stuff. But I feel like when the right uses it, woke just means not being a hole to people that are different than you, right? I mean, how did that become a bad thing?
It's about ignorance. It is about ignorance. You know, there's a line in the show that, like, how dare people of different backgrounds, I mean, people pretend that people of different backgrounds are not characters in each other's stories. Plus, you need to know their stories. This is all anti-woke stuff is basically, you know, ignorance, just ignorance. And, you know, we had real aggression at the Capitol. They don't want to deal with real aggression. Right. They want to deal with microaggressions. They want to deal with picking on people who are, you know, minorities or outsiders. But this whole country was built on outsiders.
Right.
You know, you're losing your toehold on controlling everything, but too bad.
That's what it is.
Too bad. You suck anyway.
Being woke is like, you know, preventing them from being the racist, homophobic a-holes that they really would like to be able to be, you know, all the time.
It's 100.
I love how you deal with right-wingers on Twitter. Sarah Huckabee Sanders just tweeted, "It's International Women's Day, a good time to remember that Democrats can't even tell you what a woman is," to which you just said, "You," which I like, because you know what? You're a woman of few words, but they're important. The words you use are important.
Thank you. And I think they're effective. But no, Stephanie, I got to that and I was like trying to craft something. And then I was just like, you know what? This is all I need to say. That is all I need to say. I can't. You know,
I've seen you deal with hecklers brilliantly. Sometimes.
Thank you.
You is really the only appropriate response.
Right. Exactly. I mean, what can you say to her? What can you say to her?
Right.
And these people have kids. You know, all the ones with the young kids. I just can't wait till one of those kids is gay or trans or LGBTQ+. You know, who thought we would ever agree with anything Dick Cheney said?
Right.
But, you know, but these, they're just disgusting people. They're disgusting.
Well, and it's,
you know,
it's always the hypocrisy. Who's our favorite? Oh, the latest is, what's his name? McNally. Oh, Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally.
What about him? Oh, God.
No, go ahead. I know you're going to swear.
We almost got one. We almost got it.
Right. No, I was showing you my rainbow shorts.
Yeah,
okay.
They're beautiful.
How about him, like, flirting with the guy on what is it, Instagram or Grindr? I don't know what that is.
Twink Finder.
Flame.
Hell, I can say hell.
Is it Twink Finder?
Twink Finder, yes.
Twink Finder.
But he's voted against every right for LGBTQ Americans forever, right?
Right.
Do we have him? Is this him?
Oh, yeah, 20.
Okay, yeah. This is, you know, the explanation, Judy, is always more fun than the thing.
Right.
Were you trying to help this young man in some sort of way?
Just basically trying to encourage him.
There was also this post where the man said he was, quote, not a whore, but a hoe. One is a slut, the other is a prostitute, adding, I'm the one that gets free weed for giving, then a reference to a sexual act.
And it was liked by Lieutenant Governor McNally.
Yeah. I don't know that, you know, a lot of times on people's posts, you see the name and you see what they've written and you just press the button that says like.
And then here's where he apologized, mostly about the weed. Hang on, here we go.
I don't recall reading the part about the weed. I know that.
But what about the prostitute?
I might have read that.
In that case, was it appropriate to like the comment?
Probably not. Probably not.
I would have gone the other way. I would have been like, it's okay for the weed part. The prostitution part, maybe not.
I mean, okay, what is wrong with these people? What is, I mean, you think that if you publicly say the complete opposite, we don't know that you are a homo.
Right.
I mean, hello?
Yes.
He doth protest too much. I can't stand these people. And you know who, what, when are we getting to George Santos? Because I have.
Yes, please. Are you a constituent?
Huh?
Are you a constituent?
I am not.
On New York? Okay. Yeah, Whoa, what was the latest thing, Travis? Sorry, I've been gone for a week, Judy. I was on vacation, so I missed it.
I know, credit card fraud?
Yes, he says he's innocent of the ATM fraud allegation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when has he ever, lied? So, yes, he said he's innocent of the allegation he orchestrated a credit card skimming operation in 2017 in Seattle that led to a guilty plea and deportation of a Brazilian man. Innocent, he said, never did anything of criminal activity, and I have no mastermind event. What? There is a sworn statement that the guy that got convicted submitted to the FBI and other federal law enforcement officials alleging Santos had overseen the whole skimming operation.
I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm gone for 2 days and there's six more George Santos stories, right?
Okay. How does he, I mean, the fact, can I say balls?
Yes. Yes.
I'm just saying balls like basketball right now.
Uh-huh.
But can I, the fact that he has the balls to get and just to write these things on Twitter that, It's unbelievable. No humility whatsoever. The guy is psychotic.
Yeah.
And none of them, not one of them, says he does not belong here. Get him out. This is bad for our brand. Kevin McCarthy giving Marjorie Taylor Greene that gavel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I can't. I know. What is that?
But it's the whole party. It's become the party of grifters and cheats and hypocrites. Who's this guy? Tennessee Representative Andy Ogles. Ogles? I don't know. Has marketed himself as a successful entrepreneur and real estate investor, a tax policy expert, the head of an international nonprofit rescuing sex trafficking victims. According to recent reports, he's exaggerated many parts of his resume. He studied languages in college, but did not study economics or international policy, as he claimed. His alleged history of rescuing sex trafficking victims also greatly exaggerated. Now fact checkers have found more embellishments from him. He submitted a resume in 2009 that claimed he ran a consulting firm from 2003 to 2010. That could not be corroborated. I mean, I heard the other day Trump might pick, what's her name, Carrie Lake, for the VP. I'm like... Of course, because they're just...
Of course, like that's what she's... Why she's doing this.
Right, it's the sore loser party.
She is so annoying. I mean, that whole... You know, with her just, she is disgusting. They are disgusting.
Yeah.
And when is Trump getting indicted? I can't... Oh, it's coming soon. He's definitely getting indicted.
You're in my camp now.
Grand jury, blah, 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 blah. And I'm waiting. I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm across the park.
That's why I'm wearing my Trump in prison shirt, because it's soon. It's coming soon.
Is it coming?
What?
Is
I'm not
it
talking
coming?
About Stormy Daniels. I'm
Justice
talking...
is circling the nipples.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Say no more.
Is 36 years old. Mm-hmm. 36
yeah.
years
right.
old. 36 years old. That's 24 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I had a child at 32 and was like, oh my God, I hope I can do this. And her son is 17.
Yes.
17. And the girl is 15 years old.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm going to be a grandmother. And they all have guns. Like, it's like 17 to be, you can't be a parent at 17. I was worried at 32. I mean, with the guns and the guns and the,
It's just, wait, do we have Bobo? Yeah, 11. Did you see her big gotcha moment the other day? She... Like was like, ha ha! Look at these statistics. And they're like, yes, that was during the Trump administration. You're looking at the wrong. All right, hang on. Here she is.
We proved at the beginning of the year
mm-hmm.
that when you stand on principle, you can deliver amazing wins for the American people. We fought to have the tools to do what we are doing today. And it's time that we stop bragging about our tools, admiring our tools, and actually get some nicks in them.
Excuse me?
Actually use the tools that we fought so hard for House Republicans to have in this Congress, and we save the American people in the process.
I feel like that was a bad choice of words for someone that is literally married to someone who whipped his out in front of teenage girls at a bowling alley about using your tool and showing off your tool. I feel like that's bad.
Yeah, tools.
Yeah.
I also feel like the tool is
Kevin
McCarthy.
It's interesting.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't
hear you. Go ahead, Judy. Sorry. No, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, I use my cognitive behavioral therapy tools that I learned so that I'm not anxious and depressed. But she has other tools that I really,
particularly the one that her husband can't keep in his pants, reportedly.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's alleged, is it, Chris? I think it's. Yeah, he was charged.
I don't think it's alleged. I think it was actually a thing.
Yes, he whipped his D out at a bowling alley. Okay. A guy tweeted.
And apparently her son whipped it out, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, all right.
In front of his locker. Okay.
I just flew to see my 100-year-old mom, and I wear a mask, of course, everywhere, plane, airport, nursing home, because I'm not an a-hole. And my mother's 100. Some guy tweeted, I'm on board a Delta flight right now. The person sitting next to me in first class refused $100,000 to remove her mask for the entire flight. No joke. This was after I explained that they don't work. She works for a pharma company. And you just said, get a life. Which, we also were talking about the guy that left his 6-year-old with a broken ankle out freezing in front of a hospital because he didn't want to wear a mask. But that was like to own the libs, I guess, is he made his 6-year-old freeze. Because,
Well, putting on a mask, I mean, it's, you know, I wear a mask on all public transportation when I'm not outside. And the other day, I'm just waiting, you know how I am. I'm just waiting for someone to say something to me. last week, I wasn't feeling well. I felt like, I feel like I'm getting a cold and my throat hurts. And I was like, I just want someone to say something. So I can say, no, I'm actually wearing this because I feel sick and I don't want to get anyone else sick. And then I would take it off and blow in their face.
Sure.
Like I was dying to do that, but no one did it.
Yeah. Well, that's because I think you're seven and a half feet tall. You're seven.
I'm shrinking, Stephanie. And you're tall.
No, she's not.
No. No, I'm sorry. You are. The last time I saw you, you were like 8.5 feet tall. So
right, I'm 6 foot two.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, I shrunk.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything to you.
You know, my son is 6'8".
See that. He's a basketball star, no?
Yeah. He's adorable. Aww. Yeah. Aww. Both my kids are adorable. But, you know, I just wish I had them when I was 17.
Well, I was going to say, you did okay for pushing them out at 32 with your crusty old legs.
Yeah. And 32 and 38 or 33.
Oof.
I don't know
how
old I was.
Wow, those 38-year-old eggs. Woo! Crusty. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He gave them to the conspiracy theorist that says January 6th was a peaceful tourist visit. And then weirdly, shockingly, Judy, he did a story that even Republicans called bull on, that it was just a peaceful tourist visit.
Right.
Yeah.
How another person, I don't know how he has a job. I mean, he hates Trump. We all know that. They all knew.
Yes.
How is this continuing? How do people not realize it's an entertainment news?
Right.
Entertainment.
I never thought I would have anything in common with Tucker, but I also passionately hate Donald Trump. But
I think he seems like such a nice guy. I do have something in, I can't stand him. I think he's disgusting, but my son goes to the same college he went to.
Oh. Which one? Oh, Tucker?
Tucker Carlson.
You mean the one that Hunter Biden helped his son get into? I thought we were talking about Buckley.
Is that true?
Buckley?
Yes. No, I'm talking about
Hunter Biden helped Buckley get into college. Right. Because, does the Fox audience just doesn't care that they're being lied to, or they don't hear about any of this?
They don't care. They don't care. Yeah. They watch this, and these people incite violence, incite ignorance, spread conspiracy theory. Like, I don't understand. How do they get away with it? Like, a comedian tells one joke, and someone is like, that's terrible. You should never be able to work again. Right. But this, it's all about power and money. And it's just ruining this country.
Oh.
I can't. Oh.
By the way, speaking of violence, I slammed you into a hard break and we didn't get to hear the rest of the Jerry Lewis story.
I had, we were talking about how we still have this trope of men are like, and I just saw one on like a couple of weeks ago with the, name women who are funny, but. And I believe that these men or boys or whatever you want to call them, ignorant idiots, this whole idea that women aren't funny came from the women who were doing stand up, the Jean Carrolls and the Toadie Fields and the Joan Rivers and the Phyllis Dillers, Moms Mabley, like all of these women who were on stage, Sophie Tucker, doing these jokes about, men, and men didn't, and the part they played in their wives' unhappiness, and I guarantee you, men did not want to hear a brassy, loud broad on stage talking about them and joking about them.
Yeah.
And that's where this whole trope of women aren't funny, because when it's about you, then it's not funny. And you're a comedian, that when another comedian mocks you, it is like a badge of honor. It's like, I love you. It's like a hug. And these people have.
Someone brought up that how many years E played the clip of me and Joan Rivers shoving each other on the red carpet. And I was screaming at her in her voice. And she just did the bit. I still miss her every Oscars.
Every day.
I still miss her.
I miss her. I want to know what she would say. She would be like, what is going on here?
You just don't get Oscar. Remember Anthony Hopkins? Mm-hmm. Oh, is this you? Oh, you brought your mother to the Oscar. This is my wife. No, it just was like there were moments that you just can't.
Yeah.
Remember that Crouching Tiger year? She's like, it's so great to see all the Asians here.
She would have loved last night's show.
Fantastic. Yeah, oh, my God, right?
Last night was awesome.
Yeah, she would have loved it.
Uh-huh. When
horn in my show.
Okay, that was the other one. Oh, get Kathy Bates over here. Throw her a muffin or something. It was just nobody. Nobody's as unfiltered as Joan.
And it's so funny because, Liz Taylor, when she was doing all those jokes and everyone was like, oh, she's horrible. Liz Taylor didn't care.
Yeah.
She checked. Liz Taylor did not care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so, Trump tried to get he called Kimmel's bosses. We know that.
Right.
Tell him to stop mocking him. And then he also tried to get the DOJ and the FCC to investigate Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And this behavior, this is the power of comedy, of laughter. It is a powerful, powerful weapon.
Yeah.
And these people cannot handle it because they don't have, you have to be very self-aware and aware of others. And in order to make a joke, you have to be smart. You have to see things from all different perspectives. And these people don't, they just don't. I mean, it's just, I can't take these disgusting people. Name one funny Republican.
Exactly, because they always punch down. I mean, this. Right. Speaking of which, the what was it? The House Oversight Committee, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This hearing, which focused on Twitter files, allegations of government censorship of lawful speech. Matt Taibbi.
Yeah.
Right? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Getting
eviscerated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But I was going to use a different word, filleted by Republicans. Yes.
That too.
Dan Goldman said you cannot find any actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech. Jim Jordan replied by talking about them. Basically, it was the tweet about Chrissy Teigen calling Donald Trump a. Which one do I have to see ass bitch? Is that what I have to tweet?
Yes.
Bleep. Okay. Yes. Right. So that this is the difference. First of all, it's just because the lady was mean to me. That's why he wanted
right.
that. The one, the tweet they were talking about, the Biden administration wanting it removed, it's because it was vaccine and COVID misinformation. Right? I mean, that's
right.
the difference.
Right.
It was actually a tweet by Robert Kennedy Jr., mm-hmm. which was an anti-vaxxer who suggested Hank Aaron, the baseball player, died of the COVID right. vaccine, which he didn't. So that was just a complete lie and
right.
misinformation. That's why the Biden administration wanted it mm-hmm. removed. Whereas that censorship going, bitch is
and
mad that someone's calling him
said.
A...
What about the crap he says
yeah.
right.
on his lie social? And he says it, and he used to say on Twitter that it's unbelievable. And someone says one thing to him.
Yeah.
And he can't handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Michael in the Bronx, if you have not gotten over it off Broadway to Yes, I Can Say That, what are you doing with your life? Hello, Michael. Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Sexy liberal Obama, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm still recovering from surgery.
Oh.
But I just got mad about an hour ago. Had out with this idiot on social media.
Uh-oh.
In regards to the bank failures, that was a big news announcement from President Biden.
Yes.
I posted and I said, I want to make clear that these bank failures, as well as the derailments, are a result from the deregulations and rollbacks from Trump, the
Thank
previous
you.
Administration.
Thank
not
you.
Biden, not woke, not diversity. I get sick and tired of these right-wingers.
Yep.
Throwing that crap out, and
yeah.
then he's going to turn around and then say, well, the banks have always had their ups and downs, and he's going to turn off and
yeah.
turn around and say, welcome to 1930.
Yeah. Can someone explain to me? I've been gone for a week. Judy, how did this bank fail by being too woke? I don't understand. It clearly
they,
is the
they,
regulations that Trump
invested
rolled back.
In, woke policy. It's so ridiculous. I had to ask Elisa, my
yeah.
lover.
Your lesbian lover?
My lover has an economics degree from Tufts. So I was like, what is going on?
Name dropper.
This kind of stuff makes me, I'm like, what? How does a bank lose all its money? But this is the way that they can change the narrative. They change the narrative
right.
and people don't read and they're like, oh, it's because of this woke. I mean, Ted Cruz just came out with a book on woke. I mean, just write racist.
Yeah.
Just write racist piece of crap. That should be the name of the book. Racist piece of crap. My kids hate me too. That's the name of Ted
That's
Cruz.
That's the subtitle.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Pam.
My kids hate me too. Oh, that's, yeah.
Pam in New Hampshire, you're on with Judy Gold. Good luck. Hi,
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Joe Tocopino is a very good lawyer, and he's also doing Eugene Carroll. And I first met or saw him when he defended O.J. during the Las Vegas,
stealing back his trophies?
Back.
Oh, the one he lost
yes,
and went to
so
prison
he,
for?
Yes, but I'm just saying he's around, and I guarantee he'll get his money before he defends Trump.
Yeah, and he is
so
named Tocopino.
He's not coming out of the... It's Joe Tocopino. So I just want to let you know who he is.
Okay.
He's not a gutter lawyer.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay,
honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but
he's representing Trump.
Yes, yeah. The Tocopino.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His pino shaped like a taco.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pino taco.
Yeah.
Mike and
I am being so good. I'm not getting any props for not cursing, by the way.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Thank
I know.
You.
Thank
you
for not cursing.
And it's tough
okay,
when you're talking about Tocopino.
I just wanted that. That's all I care
about.
Yeah.
That's the name of my new book. Thank you for not cursing, Judy Gold.
Okay.
Okay. Mike in Georgia is a, wait, you're a friend of, what's his name, McNally? Or an ex-schoolmate?
Not really. I just went to elementary school with him 50 years ago.
Wow.
And I hadn't heard from him since. And then I see it in Huffington Post, says he's from Oak Ridge, went to St. Mary's Elementary School. I go, damn, I used to know Randy McNally. He was a cute little boy. And what has come of him? And he apologized for the people that he embarrassed, his friends and family.
Wow, he still, and he still likes cute little boys, apparently.
What? Hey.
Young
hey.
Boys. Young boys. Young. What?
He didn't apologize for the people he hurt.
Yeah.
You're a good old Catholic girl.
Yes.
Forget that old stuff. Yeah. And he's a Catholic boy. He knows what confession is, doing tenth. And he's not doing any penance, and he's not saying anything that he's sorry for the LGBT community that he's hurt in Tennessee with the things he's done as lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
and
he's just
I wrote a letter to the editor of the Oak Ridge newspaper. I should have included the names of all the kids in my elementary school that I could remember their names.
Wow. Wow. Was
because
he...
they probably don't know what Randy's been doing.
Yeah, probably wow. not. All right, well, thank you for that report. He's just trying to support constituents, Judy, particularly
unbelievable.
Ones with their pants down.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, they come after us. They come after the women. So we've come after the women. We've come after the LGBTQ plus community. And they're coming after the Jews and the blacks and the Asians. Great. Enjoy. Have fun without us...
Yeah.
You know, contribute it. They should be people who are racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic and anti-Asian and misogynistic should have to live in the world without the contributions we have all made and see how their life is. That would be a really fun life. Let's see.
I think Dominion's going to win this lawsuit. I think, and Fox News is down to, is it just one sponsor that they have?
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
Okay. I know you don't watch, Judy, so I just wanted to. What?
You just played Hitler Burger to Judy Gold.
I did. She laughed quite heartily. That was her. That was Judy Gold laughing.
Well,
you know
she's
what? Let me tell you something. Hitler passed the Treachery Act of 1934, which made telling or listening to an anti-Nazi joke an act of treason and punishable by imprisonment or death, because comedians were the first to be speaking the truth, and it weakened the Nazi propaganda. And then, but a year before the Treachery Act was passed, 1 year before, Hitler started banning books. So, you know what?
Yeah.
We're in a Hitler Burger.
Yeah, we are in a Hitler Burger. Thank you, Judy.
And we've got to get ourselves my lunch.
Yes.